Last year was one of the deadliest on record for migrants crossing the southern U.S. border. Experts say tougher enforcement is pushing migrants to take more dangerous risks, like using the Pacific Ocean to try to get from Tijuana, Mexico, to San Diego. As Gustavo Solis of KPBS in San Diego reports, the result has been a spike in drownings.
The sound of crashing waves and children playing along the Tijuana coastline looks like a normal day at the beach. But at the U.S.-Mexico border, there's more happening underneath the surface. Here, the wall sticks out more than 200 feet into the Pacific Ocean.
La corriente está jalando más fuerte.
The current is very powerful. It pulls you out into the ocean. In the United States, they call it a rip current.
Tijuana lifeguard captain Luis Hernandez says that the metal posts from the border wall create a permanent rip current that pulls swimmers out into the ocean. These waters are unforgiving, says Hernandez. It's not like swimming in a pool where you can just grab onto the ledge whenever you need to catch your breath.
Aquí no hay orillita.
There is no ledge here. There's nothing to grab onto when you're tired and need to catch your breath.
This stretch of ocean is particularly dangerous to migrants trying to swim around the border. Over the last few years, Tijuana lifeguards have seen a record number of deaths. They track rescues and drownings on a whiteboard at the main lifeguard tower. Just 5 rescues in 2020, and only 7 in 2021. Then, 59 in 2022, and 41 last year. Hernandez says migrants cross in one of two ways. The first is just to swim around the border. But fighting that powerful current is exhausting.
Entonces lo utilizan como si fuera escalón.
They use the wall as a staircase and wrap their arms around the rails.
The second is to wrap your arms around the wall's metal beams and use shellfish growing along the bottom of the wall as little ledges. But those shells are very sharp. Lifeguards often rescue migrants with cuts throughout their body.
Son como navajitas. Entonces,
they are like little knives. We rescue people with cut wounds all over their chest, arms, and legs.
Most rescues happen on the San Diego side of the border, when exhausted migrants swim against the powerful rip current while trying to get back to the shore. Whenever that happens, U.S. lifeguards respond. Jason Lindquist is the head lifeguard in Imperial Beach, just south of San Diego.
If we get a call from the Border Patrol that they're watching someone hang on the fence, or swim around the fence, or in distress, we try to respond no matter what, because it's in our city limit, because if you look at the ID map, it goes all the way to the border.
Lindquist says most rescues involve migrants who are not strong swimmers. They often jump into the ocean with all of their clothes on and carry their belongings on heavy backpacks.
If the current pushes you against that fence, that's a dangerous situation because you can't get off of it. So the fence is dangerous, the currents are dangerous, the surf can be dangerous.
Imperial Beach lifeguards also noticed more migrant drownings around 2019, after the border wall was replaced with the taller one.
We've had, I think in the last 2 years, way more fatalities from here to the border than we've ever had. And it's usually due to migration.
A study published by researchers at UC San Diego confirms what lifeguards are seeing in the water. Drownings increased from just 1 in the 4 years before the new wall to 33 in the 4 years after. The study did not establish causation or attribute the drownings directly to the new border wall. Peter Lindholm is a professor of emergency medicine at UC San Diego.
Well, I think it's important for the lifeguards, the emergency response systems, and the UC health system to know if we have a lot of drowning-related accidents coming in. It's something that the healthcare system needs to handle.
Lindholm co-authored the study with Ana Lucie, a PhD and medical student in San Diego. She became interested in migrant injuries during a rotation at the trauma surgery unit, where she saw a lot of injuries from people who fell from the border wall and wondered whether anyone just tried to swim around instead.
Drowning during migration is one of the leading causes of death during migration around the world, especially around the Mediterranean area. And there hasn't been a lot of scientific investigation into that. So I'm hopeful that the work that we do can kind of lay a framework for other researchers and other people who care about this issue.
Both researchers called this a preliminary study. They would like to analyze more data on drownings and rescues from both sides of the border.
I think that we're still missing a lot of information there. And as a scientist, it's interesting to see if we can find information and contribute with that information.
In the meantime, lifeguards expect the drownings to continue. and the work is taking a toll.
It's not just people from Mexico and South America. We see Russian, Yemen, we see a lot of people.
Jason Lindquist says some stories are difficult to forget, like one migrant who tried to dig a hole under the fence.
He dug under at a time at lower tide, and then he got stuck, and the tide was coming in, and he was basically underwater every time a wave would come in.
That incident resulted in a successful rescue. For PBS News Weekend, I'm Gustavo Solis in San Diego.